President Obama speaking from the East Room of the White House, telling the nation and the world President Obama is in fact dead. It was a U.S.-led strategic, Osama bin Laden is dead, a strategic operation.
I could have one man say, we're going to tax you 25%. And I could say another, this is motherfuckers, we're going to tax you
25%. Did you know that there's a company called That's My Pan?
He said, now we've moved into the realm of gangster government. We have gangster government when the federal government has set up a new cartel.
Kaka Labiche, my name is Chobani Fage, but my friends call me Cool Guy Troy. This is See You Next Tuesday. My name is Troy. Thank you so much for eavesdropping. That's right, we're dropping in our ears. All lovers and friends, we're dropping in ears, we're letting our guard down, and we're just going to let it happen. Just let it happen. We're just going to make it. It's Monday. It's the first day of a week of Tuesdays, and it's Monday, and no one likes that. So maybe I thought I could help you a little bit and make your Monday a little bit more calm and relaxing. Now, I'm sure I'll get violent later in the week, but can we just, today, we're just gonna, we're friends and lovers, we're just gonna sit in a semicircle and take a little guided relaxation, shall we? You can relax. It's just us now. All the world has fallen away. We'll be back there soon enough. But for now, breathe deep and let it go. Like the furious bowel movement the morning after you get alcohol poisoning. Do you remember what that was like? Of course you don't, Queef Puff. You were half dead. My goal here is to propel your consciousness into a state of void, where no emotion overpowers another. Where our worldly concerns evaporate into the mist that is not there. Breathe deep and let it go. You are walking into a small meadow that narrows on the far side into a trail leading into the daytime blackness of a thick forest. You stop at the threshold of the forest to take in your surroundings. The sweet spring air purifies your lungs that you so adamantly attack with cancer carpet bombs. Oops, you've got a boner, don't you? Aww. You awkwardly shuffle into the thicket with a blush-flushed face. You traipse light and gleefully through the vast expanse of lush flora, focused completely on what is around you. In this present moment, nothing else matters. Breathe deep and let it go. Ahead of you, the path forks, and you proceed to the left. Eventually, you come to a clearing, and as you walk out in the open, you hear the soothing rush of an enormous waterfall. You can taste the mist in the air. There is even more plant life here than in the forest. The branches of the trees, bushes, and vines all pointing in the direction of the water, like the fingers of 1,000 greedy little children. There is calm here. There is quiet here. Breathe deep and let it go. You find a comfortable spot to sit down and enjoy the moment. You close your eyes. Things are about to get weird. You open your eyes. You're sitting in a room painted white from floor to ceiling. Before you stands a short man wearing a top hat with a crow's beak mask. He says,
"My name's Zanzibar Flemings.
He forms a smile with the crow's beak. I don't know exactly how. Use your imagination. What, do I have to hold your hand through this? Actually, that might be kinda nice. You're in the hallway of your high school. Those feelings of never quite fitting in all come flooding back. But it doesn't bother you anymore. You've seen the other side. You reach up to scratch an itch on your nose, and as you start to lower your arm, your pointer finger suddenly stretches to the end of the hall. That's right. You need something from your locker. You can't remember exactly what it is, but you know it's absolutely critical that you retrieve it. You try to run down the hall, but your legs will not let you move very fast at all, like trying to jog through water. When you finally get to your locker, you realize that you cannot for the life of you recall your combination. Even guessing would be futile at this point. You don't even know the first number. You turn and try to run back in the direction you came, but there is a brick wall that stops you, smacking your head against the cold, dense wall. You bounce off and turn around. Never mind, you'll take the stairs. That's funny, you don't remember your high school having a spiral staircase. It is pretty dope though. No time to stop and stare at the stairs. You're late for class, there's an empty chair there. You get a little perturbed at the narrator for suddenly starting to rhyme. You also really wish that they had sexting when you were in high school. That would have made life pretty rad. Hey, whatever happened to that little Zanzibar fella? You're on the beach. You look around to your... Okay, alright. I don't want to do this anymore.
Why the hell not?
It's just stupid.
Well, what do you want to do, Hot Rod?
I don't know. Maybe some news type stuff?
Go for it, then.
Hi, Troy. It's Nigel Harrington from the BBC 73.
Oh, no. I'm going to handle this by myself. Thank you.
Well, we hadn't prepared any news.
Well, how about some music? I haven't even picked up my guitar in like 6 months. I hardly ever play music on my own music on the show.
Well, it's your funeral, Jack.
All right. This is pretty much all on me anyway, because you are me, my friend. And why do you sound like you're from the 40s?
Because I'm a figment of your imagination, Jack. See?
Right.
Back to energy and join the flow.
I'm here with my friend Eric Tomorrow from The Mediocre Show, mediocreshow.com. If you don't know him, then I don't know you. And I wanted to talk about a recent video that was created by you, Eric. And it,
Sure.
Pretend we're on a late night show, okay? You're my guest. I'm Conan O'Brien. I'm a
stop. To be fair, you're more George Lopez.
Okay.
And I'll be Jack Black. And that's only because I saw that last night on television. It was possibly the worst thing I've ever seen.
Wow. And you're still, you didn't commit suicide. So,
yeah. I only watched 2 minutes and then I turned it off because it was just embarrassing for everyone involved, including me.
Okay. Well, I'm a 5 foot Mexican. And you're right. Jack Black. You're a 5 foot Jew. And anyway, set up if our listeners were about to watch this video, how it has set it up for them.
Give them well, Troy, a long going conversation and argument on the Mediocre Show has been what I like to call one meat to rule them all.
Indeed.
And, without giving aids, I explained it pretty well in the video, but you know, right. The quick version is you get to choose whatever, you know, meat is your favorite, and that's your protein source. You get that for the rest of your life, no other meat.
And all products that encompass that, not just the meat, but you know,
right,
anything you can do with the animal.
Right. So say your team beef, you get milk too. Milk, cheese, sour cream, if that is your want.
And leather. Well, I mean, to wear. If you need
Did you say butter?
Leather.
Oh, leather. No. You still get leather. Anybody gets leather. That's not, you're not. Do you eat leather, Troy?
When times are tough. These are tough economic times.
Oh, yeah, some people go ramen, you go leather.
Yeah, I just boil it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Nice boiled leather.
It's hearty.
So anyway, that, the, being, I don't know, being how my brain works, the logical conclusion of that was to, myself being Team Pork,
yeah,
was to figure out a way that I could have cheese and milk and sour cream,
mm-hmm,
and maybe a nice cream cheese. And, so I had to look, I had to look into the belly of the beast, so to speak.
And no one had, I mean, was there documented anywhere anything about pork milk or...
No,
anything
dude,
like that.
That is the craziest thing. There's a whole lot of internet out there.
Because you'd think by now someone would have thought of that.
Exactly. I would have too. The only thing I could ever find was a guy sending a letter to the pork council.
Yeah.
Asking why there was not pork milk.
Why would he ask the pork council?
Because, listen, they came up with the marketing campaign of pork the other white meat.
Yeah.
They're geniuses.
Yeah. Oh, so they know everything.
And also, if you needed to have a question about pork answered, where would you go?
The Pork Council.
You go to the pork people.
The Pork Consortium.
Right, the International Pork Consortium. And so that was the only mention of it, you know, that I could find anywhere on the inner tubes.
Strange. It, with all the fetishes out there, too.
Right, that's what's confusing,
yeah.
Is the lack of fetishes.
Okay,
this call went a dark place.
Yeah, we need to steer this back up to the surface.
So anyway, our friend of the show and now executive producer of video content of the show.
I saw that.
Futzer, he
mutual friend.
He started making calls and he found a pig farmer that was a game day player and decided that it was okay if we tried to milk his pork.
That could have been like a video unto itself, like Futzer calling these dudes and hearing the responses on the other end.
Yeah, where the fuck were you before this started? That would have been great.
I'm an idea man is what I do.
We would have credited you. You would have gotten credit.
Executive producer. Co-executive.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. Our friend.
So yeah,
Futzer.
We found a guy that was down with it and letting us try it, and so we did.
Christian Christensen. That's like a see you next Tuesday name too.
Christian Christiansen is Christian how you pronounce it. I'm not kidding.
I apologize. Yeah. That's funny, dude.
Yeah, and that's I don't know. Apparently, that's a. It's not an uncommon name in Vernon County.
It would make sense, I guess.
Yeah. So and. It's Scandinavian of some sort.
Okay.
At least I gleaned that from the S-E-N at the end of it.
It sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know, but, I mean, super nice guy, and he's, you know, a young guy, and he's into, you know, organic farming and community farming and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. He's got a Facebook page. He's already kind of open to the idea of internet marketing, and I guess he saw through the assaulting of the pigs to the promotional aspect of it, which is good.
Yeah, absolutely. He seemed a real nice guy. Has he seen the video yet?
Has he seen it? Yeah. I sent it to him when we released it there, and he enjoyed it.
Nice. So, yeah. I don't know. You're, I know you a little bit, and I know you're, you know, you're not a prude, but you are grossed out by certain stuff. But this video, you kind of just went for it. But, like, there's a moment when you go into their little pen or whatever, you like, there's a moment where you look at the camera and it's, like, kind of like you're trying to decide if you really want to do it or not.
At that point, and I don't want to spoil the video for anybody the thrilling conclusion of it, but I didn't know it was going to go where it went at all. And that was not planned at all.
Yeah.
And that was the actual, when I said, yeah, I'm a team player, that was the actual reaction at the time. That was not scripted in advance.
So there's nothing you can do to prepare for this type of situation.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen. And I thought that added to the hilarity of it, personally.
Oh, absolutely. And then you went for it and fucking tasted pork milk.
Yeah, I did. And it is, I'll tell you, it's great.
Really? Would you do it? You would do it again?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It's tough. I would drink pork milk again, if that's what you're asking.
Straight from the teat?
I would work on the delivery method a little for the future.
That seemed like the major caveat, the major wrench in the...
That's the hurdle we need to get through.
Well, I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
But, I wish that... we need like fucking people that could have like filmed that whole trip, because that would have been a good little documentary.
I would have liked to, but strangely, it was not quite in our budget to do that.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part.
Maybe by the next time we do a road show, we'll be able to afford someone. And yeah. I'd actually like it to be a road show where we're actually driving to it.
Yeah, like a road show. Yeah, that'd be badass.
Yeah, and that would make for a lot more fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Shenaniganery.
That was a lot of fun, man. Fucking, hopefully I can do August. But, yeah.
I'm feeling positive.
I am, too. My fingers are crossed. Or I'll just send a video from jail.
Hey, I didn't want to say it, but yeah, sure, why not?
Somebody had to say. But yeah, the video you can find, just look up on YouTube, Pork Milk, or I'll put the link in the show description. And
yeah, sure.
Always listen to the Mediocre Show. Most people that listen to this show probably already do. But go to MediocreShow.com, live Wednesdays at 8 on ArecibaRadio.com.
It's not one of them. It's .com. Okay. Let's go with .com.
Let's do it. And always on iTunes.
Yeah, and that video is in our iTunes feed as well, the uncensored version.
So. Yes, sir. And then August 13th?
August 13th at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia.
World Cafe Live, Mediocre Show. Hopefully I'll be helping out, doing some stand-up. And thanks, Eric. Have a good show.
Yay. Thank you. I'm sorry I wasn't more exciting. I'm driving driving down Westchester Pike in traffic.
We all got to do it, man. But yeah, and I have to have you on record saying we'll have a air tomorrow. See you next Tuesday in the flesh sometime soon.
I would like that very much.
Awesome. All right, buddy. Thanks. I will speak to you soon.
Cool. Thanks, sir. You have yourself a good Wednesday.
All right, bro. Later.
Tuesday at 9 on the Abnormal Obsession Midget and Polygamist channel, a Latin singing sensation comes to grips with his true identity.
Hi, how you doing? Why don't you have a seat? Do you know who I am?
Ain't you that dude on the TV?
I'm Chris Hansen, and this is To Catch a I Didn't Know I Was Gay.
What the fuck is this, motherfucker?
I'm tracking down men who didn't realize that they have an insatiable thirst to slather themselves in another man's special sauce. You, Ricky Martin, are public enemy number one in that department.
Oh, shit, I'm on the TVs, motherfucker.
You sound like Rosie Perez.
Fuck her, she got eyebrows like upside down Nike swooshes. I'm me, okay? From the sides to the top to the snip, snap, pop.
Did you really think you were informing people of something they didn't know when you came out of the closet recently?
I really feel that life is a journey, right? Like, every day in its new discoveries and things, like, spreading, like, butterfly wings. Because, you know, Chris, I really think it's, like, about, like, when you, like, get up in the morning.
All right, Chris, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm going to have to interject. I don't know where you were going with that, hard-hitting journalism, but I don't think, you know, that stone has been unturned. You're not really breaking any news, so I'm just going to have to take the show back, but I'm going to have to end it, all right? It's just, there's no coming back from that. Where could I possibly go on an intellectual level? I'm down in the, thanks, guys, I'm in the gutters, but... Anyway, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow at See You Next Troy. If you want to email the show, you can send one to seeyounexttroysday@gmail.com. Call me and leave a voicemail at 206-309-9766 and stick your thumb up me on my Facebook page. And this month, for... the next month, I am a featured podcast on earwolf.com under their Your Cast section. So go to earwolf.com. There's plenty of other podcasts. If you like comedy podcasts, they get real comedians to do them. And so check that shit out. And until we meet again, my friends, keep your powder dry.